Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. This is Wayback Playback, episode number 338. As this week, we bring you the first half of WWF March to WrestleMania 9. Hello, you people. I am Pat McNeil, joined as always by the other half of the podcasting tag team champions of time and space, the effing king of recovery, Jim Bally. Jim will be with us for the show's opening here, and then we'll have our guest host filling in. Jim, are you ready to hop into the Wayback Machine, return to North Carolina in 1993, and somehow not talk about Michael Jordan?
Crazy. I watched it. Hang on a second. Sorry about that. Now it makes a big difference. Yeah, this is a fascinating show. I watched it, and I would argue that it's more entertaining than WrestleMania was that year.
WrestleMania 9? Yeah. You know, I'm not arguing with that. Yeah. WrestleMania 9, I remember being a disappointment. So.
It's got a lot of spectacle. It's probably the campiest WrestleMania, but no, this show is very entertaining.
Yeah, it's a tight 2-hour special. It's aired Sunday, March 28th, 1993 on the USA Network. And we'll get to that in just a moment. I would like to first of all remind everybody they could subscribe at patreon.com/waybackplayback and get every episode in our deep archives, going on 338 shows, get all the episodes in advance and the episodes without commercials. And, you know, we don't like commercials. Wayback, patreon.com/waybackplayback. And I'd like to thank the great people of Great Britain. We got back on the British charts last week. So I'm guessing there were a lot of fans from Great Britain who were into seeing Vince and Steve Austin in a steel cage. Who knew?
It's a popular show. It's a somewhat legendary show.
That's
and
true.
It's also my favorite match featuring an AEW announcer.
You know what? That's true also.
Yeah, it's probably the best match you're going to see someone from the announced.
Well, I don't know. I haven't gone through my entire PWG library yet, but I'm willing to take your word for it. All right, so...
I have not. That's not a knock on Excalibur. It's just a joke about Paul White.
Excalibur's
a fine wrestler. Okay. I want to make that clear.
As far as Excalibur's, we know, yes. As far as As far as I know, he was a fine wrestler.
Yeah, Excalibur's great.
Okay.
Not a knock on anybody.
Right. Okay, so let's go. Let's take you back to March 28th, 1993, the WWF March to WrestleMania. 2 hours on that Sunday night, then they did the one-hour version in place of Raw on Monday. And the show was recorded March 7th in Fayetteville, North Carolina at the Crown Coliseum, a fine building for wrestling, by the way.
It's small.
Yes, it is.
I didn't know where it was. I was like, it's a high school.
Nope. Now, the March to WrestleMania 10 may have been filmed at a high school, for all I know. That's an entirely different story. All right, also recorded at Fayetteville, in addition to this, there were matches recorded for WWF Mania and for All American Wrestling. Probably the highlight of that was Bob Backlund defeating Doink the Clown by disqualification. They taped the pre-WrestleMania episodes for April the 3rd of WWF Superstars and Wrestling Challenge. On Superstars, the main event was, in as much as there was one, was Mr. Perfect defeating Dwayne Gill, and on Challenge, Crush defeating Barry Horowitz. So they went all out for those. And the dark match was the WWF champion Bret Hart defeating Lex Luger by countout. I guess people got their money's worth. Now, WWF on Sunday, March 28th, was busy as usual. They had three shows going. The A show, they were in Los Angeles at the Sports Arena. They drew 5,000 to see Randy Savage defeat the Giant Gonzalez by disqualification. And the main event, it's Bret Hart and Mr. Perfect beating Lex Luger and Razor Ramon. Razor Ramon was somewhat limited. I believe he had a knee injury, and he was trying to rest up for WrestleMania.
Isn't that crazy? Kurt Hennig and Bret Hart on the same team.
Yeah, that does seem weird. I wish they had that could be one of the hidden gems they could find if they really feel like it.
Yeah.
I mean, meanwhile, the B shows. The B crew was in Toronto for the matinee show, and then the evening show in Kingston, Ontario, Canada. On those shows, it was the Steiner brothers, Rick and Scott, defeating the Beverly brothers, Bo and Blake. And in the main event, yes, it was Undertaker beating Yokozuna by disqualification, thus beginning a feud that would seemingly never end.
Yeah, no kidding, huh?
Yeah, that went for a long time. Meanwhile, it's Sunday night, March 28th, a week before WrestleMania, and WCW is running the Omni in Atlanta, Georgia, where they drew 5,200 people, yay, with kids getting in for $1 and $1.01. So probably not as big a gate as you'd hope for. Let's see, our feature bouts, it was Vader defending the WCW title against Sting with Harley Race in a shark cage over the ring, and Vader beats Sting by disqualification when Harley throws the weapon into the ring and Sting uses it. And the last match of the night, the Hollywood Blondes, the tag team champions against former champs Ricky Steamboat and Shane Douglas, they go to a 45-minute draw. That was... maybe footage of that exists somewhere. I don't know.
People on my app.
Yep. Smoky Mountain Wrestling. Well, it's a Sunday. They're in Beckley, West Virginia, in front of 500 people. The Smoky Mountain champion, the Dirty White Boy, Tony Anthony, beats Tracy Smothers. And in the main event, it is a three-way street fight match. The Rock and Roll Express defeat the Stud Stable and the Heavenly Bodies. So good night for the Rock and Rolls. Smoky Mountain Wrestling, hadn't been in business that long, but they were placing guys in WCW and to a lesser extent WWF.
Yeah, Jim Cornette, yep. You know, used his resources mm-hmm. as best he could.
Okay. All right. Meanwhile, All Japan is in Kyoto on Saturday the 27th. And on that show, it was 6,600 people there to see Steve Dr. Death Williams defeat Stan the Lariat Hansen. And the main event, Mitsuhara Misawa defeated Toshiaki Kawada.
My God.
Yep.
What a show.
What a freaking show.
Kawada and Misawa and freaking, oh my God. And Williams and Hansen. Oh
my yep. Pretty much any... Oh my. Pretty much anything All Japan did for that 2 or 3 year period was a heck of a show.
Just amazing.
Friday night, March 26th, the Global Wrestling Federation at the Sportatorium in Dallas, in front of 1,800 people, many of which were freebies. The featured bouts on that show: Stevie Ray, yes, that Stevie Ray, defeated Black Bart, and Chris Adams defeated Rugged Rod Price, thus earning 5 minutes in the ring with Price's manager, Gaston B. Means, and Chris Adams beat him, too. Do you remember the highlight of the Chris Adams-Rod Price feud in Global?
Where he ripped off his wig?
His hair implants, yes. Yeah, that did that. I mean, you know, that's a heck of a way to get heat.
That's not Kawada Misawa.
No, no. I'm gonna say it's not.
No.
Okay. Let's see. All right, and the USWA, their most recent show was in Louisville on the 23rd, which I'm gonna say is Tuesday. On that show, the Southern champion Jeff Jarrett defeated Scotty Flamingo, better known to many of you as Raven. And in the main event, Jarrett teamed up in a six-man with Jerry Lawler and Danny Davis to defeat Brian Christopher and the Harlem Knights. The Harlem Knights, better known to many of you as Men on a Mission.
Yeah. Memphis fed a lot of people to WWF in that time period, too. Yep. Harlem Knights, The Godfather, who's there under millions of different names. Obviously, Undertaker was there too. I mean, so many people in that time frame went from Memphis or spent time in Memphis and eventually ended up in WWE.
Yep. Okay. And, yep, that's, oh yeah. The wrestling news, from the newsletters at this time, headline story, Vince McMahon comes on Jim Ross's radio show on WSB Radio to announce that he has hired Jim Ross. And Jim Ross will wind up making his debut with WWF on WrestleMania 9. If you hadn't listened to Jim Ross's radio show or weren't a subscriber to the newsletters, you would have no idea that was coming through a lot of people. Oh, the
And he's still Jim Ross at this point. He's not good old JR. He's Jim Ross in a toga at WrestleMania 9. But everybody was, everybody's wearing togas.
Yep, that's right. World's largest toga party.
Yeah, that's so funny. Watching the show, probably not this week, but next week, you'll see the update with Gene Okerlund.
Oh, yes.
And he goes, he says something like, if John Belushi was still alive, he'd love this. And I go, and I'm thinking to myself, was there massive cocaine?
Well, possible. It's quite possible.
He goes, it's the world's largest toga party. I was like, oh.
Oh, that's why, yes. Now I get it. I get jokes.
Yeah, not the best line.
No, yes.
That's not what people think.
But his good close personal friend, he didn't mention that his good close personal friend, let's see, I don't know who it would be, Kevin Bacon would be there or something. Any other reference to Animal House, I guess?
Yeah, who knows?
All right.
All I know is that I'm the class pledge president, and I'm damn glad to meet you.
Very nice. All right, we're going to see if, we're going to see if our friend Bob Cook picks up the phone here. I think he's ready to go. I think he's about ready to go.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Cook. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me on. I'm incredibly tired, so if I say something stupid, it's par for the course.
Bob, say hi to Jim Valley. Jim, how are you feeling? Are you ready to?
Okay. I just want to say hey to Bob. We talked a few times at Cauliflower Alley. I think you do an awesome job with the social. With Cauliflower Alley, you do some modern stuff. Obviously, you know your history. I think it educates a lot of people. I think it's awesome. And then a couple of years ago at Cauliflower Alley, Bob gave an awesome speech, where he basically told the young kids, know your history and respect people who paved the way for you. People like Dave Sierra, and some other people who, you know, maybe a little under the radar that they should know. And I just thought that it was very appropriate and it was great. And so I thought it was awesome.
Okay. I appreciate it. And I'm hoping you're doing better.
Yep. Yeah, we're doing okay.
Good.
So I'm going to pop off here in a minute, but I watched the show and I just had this one thought I want you guys to comment on. When they go to the opening, Vince's hair looks huge.
Yep.
It is humongous. I have a theory that's not Vince, that it's actually Conway Twitty.
Well, there
so,
you go.
Or maybe he's doing the local Stanford production of Grease that weekend at the community theater. Because his hair is like Lego hair. It's massive.
Yeah.
So. On his hair when you see it, because it's as big as ever.
Okay, Jim. We'll have
all right, guys.
Thank
well,
you.
Bob, nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you, man. Take care.
All right. Love you, Jim. Take care. Okay. So Bob Cook has wandered right into the middle of this podcast. Bob, the WWE Network, are you able to get there?
Oh, am I supposed to watch something?
Yeah, that's kind of what we do here.
Oh, see, you didn't tell me that. You're going to have to hang on a second.
I can hang. Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. I know how to edit this thing. Hi, so I'm Pat McNeil. Shane Shadows is obviously in for Jim Valley this week. And got to mention this to everybody. Do you like these commercials? Because if you don't like these commercials, you can join us on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/waybackplayback. And we have three tiers on Patreon. The lowest one starts at $4.50 a month. That's a small price to pay, Shane Shadows, for having absolutely no commercials on these podcasts and for getting these podcasts in advance, I think.
Oh, absolutely. What a deal.
Yep. And don't forget, we also have, and it also gets you access to the archives, all 337, all 337 episodes of this show, including the ones that were behind the paywall at Pro Wrestling Torch, which we've made a deal. Subscribe to Pro Wrestling Torch, by the way. They love you.
Hi, Wade.
All of that, all the bonus matches we do, because, you know, we do bonus matches for people on the Black Scorpion tier and above. and you know, bonus shows from the olden days that Jim and I have done. It's a lot of fun. I think people will find what they're looking for there. And good grief, there's just a whole bunch of stuff that we've done. I mean, just what remember some of the shows that you and I have done together, Shane, for example?
Oh, absolutely.
All those.
I remember them well.
Okay. All those will be up there, including the Bash at the Beach 96. My goodness, that was an incredible moment in wrestling history.
Absolutely.
And, you know, now that the network is dropping its rate to like $4.99 a month, you have the extra $4.50 to spend on our patron.
Isn't that amazing? You got $10.99 every month that you have budgeted. You have it set aside for your wrestling fix. Now that you can diversify that and not only get one library but two.
And I mean, and you're still at $9.49 a month. That's a 50-cent saving.
Absolutely. Now you're saving money and getting
that's
more
right.
entertainment.
Yes, that's true. That's the only way to go. Just a lot of entertainment. Plus, we're coming up on our 350th episode, which will be a doozy. We're going to be doing a WrestleMania during WrestleMania season, and it's all right here. It's fun for the whole family. It is Wayback Playback. Go to patreon.com/waybackplayback. All right, Bob Cook is set up on the WWE Network, and we're ready for March to WrestleMania 9. You can find it under Hidden Gems on the network, and we're in for quite a treat, Bob. I hope you're standing by.
Actually, Bob? I'm sitting because I've been up for 36 hours.
That's fine. We're at 0 minutes and 0 seconds. There you should have a black screen, and everybody, we're all going to hit play together at the same time in 3, 2, 1. All right, there we are. Yes, and Vince McMahon is—he's on one right now, folks.
March to WrestleMania. There's the people. There's actually people. I don't see one person with a mask on. Very irresponsible people.
I know. No social distancing. Now, I was not in Fayetteville for the special, but I was in Augusta, Georgia, for the Wrestling Challenge taping that year, and I saw this—the contract signing between Bret the Hitman Hart and Yokozuna.
Did chaos ensue like all contract signings?
Well, you just have to watch.
Oh. I don't see any cake involved. Oh, well, that already right there, a little
there's
blow.
No yeah, what's a contract signing without a big cake? I don't, yeah. Oh, my goodness.
That's Jim Cornette.
Yep. Well, actually, no, Jim Cornette's not there yet.
Yeah.
As we discussed,
let's count the dead guys. 1, 2, and never mind. It's not good.
It's no fun. Well, this is also in bad taste, so.
Yeah, especially for Brad. That's why he's so bitter. Holy crap, if I had that in my face.
Is that
Bill Alfonso? I saw him about
Bill
5 hours ago.
Bill Alfonso checking him out, yeah.
I saw Bill 5 hours ago.
Okay. Well, so he's okay. So
now it's freezing up.
Oh,
good.
Well,
Lord.
Okay. Well, Brett is crawling back to his feet, and he's back on his feet, and they're trying to hold Yokozuna back, and no, Bret Hart falls down again. Oh no! Right. And then we cut to later on where Bret Hart is able to, I guess, get back to his feet under his own power. Here we go. Oh, all right, slowly. There we go.
What a trooper. There.
Yep, Bret Hart. All right, he survived.
And it's not even Survivor Series.
That's right. There's your Hitman. Yes, quite the display of courage and guts, according to Gorilla Monsoon. Oh, and in front of the green screen, there's Vince McMahon and Bobby the Brain Heenan.
Is that a green screen? I never knew that. I thought they were just standing in front of people.
Sorry to be the one to smarten you up, Bob. Anyway.
Childhood illusions ruined, even though I wasn't a child at the time. Let's pretend I was, and I'm not as old as I am. Let's pretend I'm not.
Yeah. Right. Yes. And Bobby Heenan thinks Yokozuna could have killed Bret, yeah, could have wiped out Bret Hart if he wanted to.
Is that the hair that Jim was talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
Vince hair, yeah.
You don't want to mention Greece. They're trying to cancel that at this point.
Yeah, that's true. All right, so you're, so the main event for this program, which of course conveniently will be on first, the Macho Man Randy Savage and Yokozuna. That's some big. That's some big
Is
stuff.
Is it a
here.
Barn burner?
I don't know about that, but.
I remember seeing this when it originally aired, but I haven't seen it since.
Yes, and next week's program, Undertaker versus Bam Bam Bigelow. As a matter of fact, Jim wanted to make sure I asked you if you could be with us next week, so we could do the second part of the show. But that's really up to you. I know you've got a very busy social schedule.
Yeah, I'm really busy.
All right. Also,
same time? Would it be the same time?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, we do. Yes, same time. The Mega Maniacs are going to be interviewed by Gene Okerlund. Not to be confused with the Megalomaniacs, who I believe are Mark Zuckerberg and Bill Gates. So,
they're not short on cash.
Nope. I'm surprised nobody's used that one yet. All right, there is the number one contender for the WWF title and the winner of the 1993 Royal Rumble, Yokozuna.
And there's a concerned fan wondering exactly what he had for dinner.
Yep. You've worked there, right? The Crown Coliseum in Fayetteville, North Carolina?
I don't know. It's possible. I don't have memory like that.
Okay.
There's a hairdo you punish your kid with. Mm-hmm. Son, you got bad grades. Get a haircut like this. Now go to school. Holy mackerel.
Hmm. She doesn't seem thrilled.
Okay. The good news is that kid's parents are dead now, so
well,
you can't hold a grudge that long.
We can only hope. I'm sorry, folks. Don't make light of the dead. All right.
Speaking of,
we'll be right back. Yeah. Right back. Okay. Yeah, he was flying the flag throughout the entire commercial break. And here we go. One of the all-time legends, the former two-time champion at this point, the Macho Man, Randy Savage.
Looks like he's ready to go.
Yep, and it was kind of, you know, it was rare back then that you get a match of this magnitude on the cable television.
So. It's a low-key outfit, though. I don't know who's going to be able to tell him apart.
Well, I know. Well, that's Randy showing he's taking this match seriously.
Yeah.
I want everybody in our podcast audience to be sure to check out the fans' reaction to Randy Savage, which is kind of unlike the way wrestling fans. Actually, it's very unlike the way wrestling fans react now. But I mean, back when there were fans recently. Yeah.
Nowadays, they have a fake crowd noise, and the fans are giving the thumbs up. Yay! Yeah.
Well, we'll get wrestling fans back at WrestleMania 37, or at least some of them.
Yeah, have they sold tickets yet? How many people are supposed to be there?
I think they said, well, the Super Bowl held 25,000, so I think they're going to – it's going to be more than 25,000, allegedly.
Shouldn't have problems selling that many tickets quick.
Plus it's over two nights, so I guess you could do like 26,000 and then another 26,000.
Yeah, that might be interesting.
All right.
Hopefully,
when
things get back to normal, they'll cut this two-night crap.
Yeah, well, I'm not holding my breath, Bob, waiting for them to do that. I think that might be here to stay.
No, it can't be. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, you're right. WWE never does anything ridiculous.
Nobody wants to have people over to the house for two parties in a row. I have a WrestleMania party every year. I don't want people at the house twice.
Well, no, that's a good point. Well, really, you'd only have them over for the second night. The first night wouldn't count.
It all depends who's working.
Yep, that's true.
Ronda Rousey comes back and she's on the first night. I want to watch it.
Right. Okay. Here we go. All right, they're sizing each other up. This is all the action that you expect from the World Wrestling Federation.
This was 30 years ago almost? Holy mackerel.
Yeah, this is 28 years ago. Yes. Yes.
Close enough to depress me, and it doesn't take much.
Yeah, well, it's not doing much for me either, so.
Well, Randy, give him a backdrop, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Nobody does backdrops anymore.
Yeah, good belly back suplex.
As
that's
the
true.
Ring crew says, please don't.
Yeah, well, who listens to the ring crew, though?
Duck under, go behind. Not really go behind, but duck under.
Duck under?
Yep, did it again. See that?
Yep.
Savage clearly has the advantage in speed.
Oh, yes. And also the psychological
advantage.
Nope, not strength. There we go. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, man.
Randy's thinking, I shouldn't eat that rice.
Well, too many carbs, yeah. Dig it. All right, listen to that. Crowd going nuts. USA, USA.
I think Randy's thinking, thank God that this isn't Rikishi, even though that gimmick wasn't invented at the time.
No,
you know,
yeah.
Think face.
Yes, that's fortunate. Very fortunate for Randy. Okay. Then all you'd have to, well, with 93, you'd have to avoid matches with Yoko and with Bash and Booger.
Oh, I had matches with him.
Yeah.
Not as Bash and Booger, but Norman the Lunatic.
Oh, yeah. Well.
Same thing.
Eh,
same foul order. Doesn't really matter.
Oh, really? Okay. And over the top we go.
And that was before he died, so, you know, can only imagine.
Yeah, it's not definitely not any better now. All right. End of the post we go. Fortunately, there's
a song.
Yep.
Do-si-do, into the post we go.
Oh. All right, so
Earl Hebner, Dave Hebner, I can't keep them apart. Whichever one got fired.
Outstanding mustaches on the front row there.
Into the step. That looked like he hit his head. You know why? Because that's what he's supposed to look like.
All right. All right. Here we go. Jeez.
Up over the top. Oh, so he's gonna do that leg drop over the top like Sabu used to do.
That would be impressive. Well,
the
you
ring
used
ropes
to do that.
Don't agree.
Well, you used to do that too, didn't you, Bob?
No.
Okay.
I used to jump over the top rope and pretend to trip like Bob Orton Jr.
Ah, okay.
I only hurt myself, not my opponent.
Okay.
Oh, whoa!
Go.
Great punch! Holy mackerel!
Yep. Stagger the big man. And again.
Oh, karate thrust.
Oh, those karate thrusts. Deadly.
Superstar Billy Graham in 1981 would be proud.
Okay. And here we go.
Leg drop.
Yep,
brother.
Yep. Here he comes. He's going to do it. Oh, no. That's a leg drop.
It didn't look too stiff.
No, it didn't. All right.
Fuji, on the other hand, if we're talking about ribs, well, let's not talk about it.
Let's not talk about that now. It's not good.
I don't understand how Randy Savage put those boots on. The laces are in the back. I mean, did he have one of the geishi girls do it for him, or what's going on with that?
That's an excellent question. Yeah, they don't really go with the rest of the outfit, but,
That's, he got that from Bailey, or maybe she got that from him.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. One, two, yep. Okay. All right, so... Yeah, Bobby Heenan's being Bobby Heenan, and Vince is being Vince, if you're not listening to the commentary. So, here we go.
Move.
Yes. Yoko's, Vince explains that Yokozuna does not represent all the great WWF fans in the Far East. Or indeed, actually, he doesn't represent the Far East at all, so I guess that makes sense.
Because he's not from the Far East.
Yeah, that's probably... Oh, no!
Whoa, hey.
Oh, no. Hey, that is very sneaky.
The typical referee didn't see it. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
People think refs are bad today.
Mm. All right, there we go, belly to belly.
Whoa, Magnum TA.
Well, Yokozuna gets the win going into WrestleMania over a guy who's not wrestling at WrestleMania. So, yeah.
That's right. He didn't, did he?
No, he was an announcer. He was, yeah. It was Jim Ross, Randy Savage, and Bobby Heenan. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said Yokozuna. I'm thinking Yokozuna didn't wrestle.
Yeah, Yokozuna's got a match with Bret Hart, yeah.
And then, coincidentally, some other legend. Who did a leg drop?
Yeah, how about that? You know what I mean. All right. Okay, so he does the pose down like Hulk Hogan did.
Jim Ross's proudest moment, wasn't that his first time there, and he come out in the kimono?
Toga. Yeah.
Toga, that's it. I'm sorry.
It's the world's largest toga party. Yes, that's how you want to debut Jim Ross, in a toga. Oh no! Yoko's not done with him yet. Nope.
Chop in the throat again. Oh wait, he's got to do commentary.
Nope. Can't do that. Uh-oh. No, not this. Anything but this. Oh my goodness.
You ever notice he was easier on the legends than he was on the losers?
That's a smart man. Oh no.
The whole place is shaking, or is that just bad camera work?
Could be both.
Back when they had in the small buildings, and the
crowd is reacting, yeah. Yep. You want a full house in a small building, or you want a half full house in a huge building?
Cup half empty, half full. However you like it. Look, there's another dead guy. Oh, I don't say that.
Yeah. Johnny Gurria, Rene Goulet, James J. Dillon. Crowd chanting USA. And Bill Alfonso again. All right, coming up next, Kurt Hennig, Steve Kerr. Yep. Yes, there we go. All right.
See Steve Kerr a few hours ago.
You didn't?
No.
Oh, okay. All right, here we go. So back
to where we were, but he wasn't there.
All right, so back at the Royal Rumble 93, the narcissist Lex Luger debuts in the WWF. Yes, and Heenan gushes over Lex Luger's body as if Vince McMahon wrote every line personally.
It's incredible. He looks the same today, though. It's just amazing.
Mm.
Too soon?
Probably. All right, so
getting get over
a narcissist. I don't know. It lasted 5 whole months with it, right?
I think. Yeah, yep. Then he turned him into the that one gimmick thingy.
Lex Express. Yeah.
Wow, it looked stiff.
Uh-huh. It did. Okay, but Lex Luger's not here, but that's okay. Skinner is, a.k.a. Steve Kern.
Steve Gator Kern.
Yep.
Better known as the Fabulous One.
Yep. He's all set. He's got his knife. He's got...
You don't have no... licorice running down his mouth.
No, it doesn't.
Whoa, who's this?
That is Mr.
Whoever she is, she's 60 years old now, so who cares?
That.
Oop.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And there's one of the greatest professional wrestlers ever to lace up a pair of boots. Do you hear me? Boots. Wrestling boots. Buy some.
Yes.
Well, you don't have to, but, you know, wrestlers.
Oh, yeah. Wrestlers should buy them.
As Steve Kern's wearing workman boots.
Well.
That's a gimmick.
Yes, it is.
Kern's a great wrestler, though.
All right, here we go. Attacks him before the bell with the walking ass punch, and we're underway.
Break across the eyes. I like it.
Oh, okay.
Heel, baby, heel.
That's right. Don't mess around.
Is Kurt the babyface at this point?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Much better as a heel.
Yeah, well, that's true. But they need but they needed somebody to fill in for the Ultimate Warrior at the last minute, and he was available. So.
Interesting. You learn something new that you'll forget soon enough.
That's right. There it goes. So still to come on this hour of Wayback Playback. If I told you, you wouldn't believe me. Well, Bob would believe me, but listeners might not. Listeners would probably have more fun just finding out for themselves. Oh, there we go. Well, there's going to be.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah. Well, you can see the team of Money Incorporated, Ted DiBiase and Mike Rotunda, who are both still alive. So.
Well, at least somebody is.
Yep. Oh, no.
Bill Alfonso again. He's following me everywhere.
Yeah. Bill Alfonso apparently still following Extreme Rules because he didn't disqualify Skinner for that.
Well, you know, he's known Steve since he started. He came from Florida, so he's not going to do that to Steve. His buddies are Steve.
Okay.
Whoa.
Ouch.
I'd love to see Steve versus Kurt in a role reversal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Steve is a babyface.
Yeah. Doing pretty good.
There's a great rib that Steve played on Kurt, but we won't get into that.
We won't? Okay. You can't clean it up for... No, I guess you probably can't. Okay. Anyway.
Well, he can, but, you know, it's not dirty. It's just funny.
Okay. Okay, fans chanting perfect.
I can't hear him. Oh, wait, never mind.
Yep.
A blatant choke.
Yep.
See,
or as Bobby Heenan, described it, he has his Adam's apple hooked around Skinner's hands. So. Okay. Oh, man. All right. Use the ropes. Break him across the ropes. That's good.
You know, it's the first time Steve ever played the heel role, you know.
The first time?
Yeah, as far as I remember him saying, as Skinner.
Mm. Uh-oh. Nope. Here we go. Uh-oh.
Oh.
Ouch. Woo! So this was shortly after Perfect beat Flair in that Loser Leaves the WWF match.
Oh, and Raw. That was a good one, too.
That was a really good one. Yeah, why can't you people vote for ones like that?
I mean, ooh, those look good. Damn, those look good.
Mm-hmm.
See the difference between people that know what they're doing and people that don't know what they're doing? When they know what they're doing, looks good. When they don't, looks bad.
Yeah. That's a good part of what makes this show popular. It's...
Me lift. I can see it coming a mile away. Oh, there it goes.
Doesn't matter.
Your first bump in the match.
Doesn't matter. There you go. Oh, no. Oh, he's begging off.
No offense to anybody out there, but I'd rather watch this than pretty much anything today. But that's just me.
No. Yeah,
you can edit that out. You can edit that out.
We have some, believe it or not, we have some listeners who feel the same way. Although part of this show is pointing out that, you know, not everything was perfect. Yeah, pardon the pun.
Ooh, mm-hmm. Very well done.
Yes. There was still silly stuff going on, but you know, but having wrestlers who had who had the sort of experience that these two guys had. I mean, there's no place where people can go and work in front of a crowd, you know, four nights a week right now.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, Steve had been working like over 20 years at this point.
Yeah. There you go.
Perfect Plex, is that what they called that? I don't remember.
Perfect Plex, yes, made it look good.
Well, he is perfect, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
That wasn't just a gimmick.
No, it wasn't.
If it was, it was a damn good gimmick, because it fooled me.
Yeah. Big win for Mr. Perfect. All right, and don't forget to take your Ico Pro.
Ooh, I could use some of that. I'm going to the gym at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Wow, all right. Uh-oh. Here we go.
Ooh, the Hulkster.
Yeah.
See, that leg dark looked better than Yokozuna. No offense, Yoko.
Mm-hmm. All right. Wartime champion. Yeah. Hulk Hogan returns on pay-per-view.
That's before the eye got blacked.
Yep, that's right. Okay, the return of Hulk Hogan.
According to Jim Cornette this week, Randy Savage did that. I don't believe it.
Yeah, well, sounds suspicious. All right, oh, look what we have here. The Reverend Slick.
Oh, I haven't seen him in a long time. Oh, wait, this is 30 years ago. 28.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Everybody happy.
Got fat.
Yeah. Well, you hear about that happening to people as they get older.
My mirror says otherwise. Oh. I'm kidding. He lies to me every day. Tells me I'm fat. It's not even on my side anymore.
Mm. That's a shame. Okay. Okay, so his guy's gonna take Bam Bam Bigelow down at WrestleMania 9, which actually doesn't happen because the match doesn't take place because the show ran long.
Is that what happened?
Yeah. Cut for time.
I don't remember all the match. I remember Steve Kern was the second doink who had to hide under the ring for like 3 hours.
Yep. Spoilers if you haven't seen WrestleMania 9, but yeah, that was good. That was one of the highlights of the show.
Yep.
Uh oh.
I don't remember a whole lot about WrestleMania 9.
There's probably a reason for that.
I'm sure I could find something good about it. I remember that, what was it, Giant Gonzalez and Undertaker match. Unbelievable match. Put You think Shawn Michaels and Undertaker was good at that, like, WrestleMania 25? Oh, I got news for you. No, 26. I got news for you.
Yeah.
Or was it 25? I don't know. Whichever one the first one they had.
25.
Okay. If you thought that was good, we'll watch Undertaker versus Giant Gonzalez. All
right.
If you compare the two, you'll realize that, okay, never mind.
You realize that one is much taller than the other? Yep.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. On his way to the ring. The Ugandan giant Kamala.
Ooh. How exciting. And look, you had a leg to stand on back then. That's not even funny, Bob. When
no,
you said
it's
it.
Not.
Unbelievable. Edit that out.
Oh, hold on. Apparently there's been a mishap, so Slick's going to run back and take care of this.
Did he lose his loincloth?
Well, let's hope that gets taken care of quickly. Oh, here we go. All right. Yay! Okay.
Is that the real Yokozuna? Oh wait, no. I'm wrong.
All right. The great man Kamala.
Who's that referee?
I'll have to show him again before I... Yeah.
Not Billy Silverman, is it?
I don't know.
I saw him today, too.
Was Silverman there back then? No, I don't think so. All right. Here we go. So, Kamala is in our next match. And, gee, I wonder who the opponent is. Oh, there he is. Kimchi.
What? Oh. Oh, my God. Who is that? Steve Lombardi or someone else?
Well, Steve Lombardi would have been my guess, but...
I'll be able to tell once they start wrestling who it
is. Okay. And Bob Cook will have the scoop here. Here we go.
That is... Oh, I can tell just by the way he's walking. That's Steve Kern.
Oh, okay. Well, busy
player.
Busy night
boots?
For Steve.
Look at the boots.
Yeah, there you go.
Look at the boots.
He didn't even change boots? Well, he did change boots, I think. Yeah, maybe not.
No, that's not Steve. Steve doesn't throw punches like that.
Okay, sorry.
Honestly, I don't know who it is.
You don't think it's Lombardi?
Yeah, I think you can almost tell by that ridiculous stomping of the foot when he throws his punch. Over exaggeration. But who knows? But I thought Kimchi was his like friend. What's going on?
Well, Kamala turned babyface, remember?
Oh.
Yes.
I think I blacked that out.
Yeah, that's okay.
I put that into the I don't care file years ago.
Oh my goodness.
Paul to be Lombardi.
Okay. Well, whoever he is, I don't know that he's he's fighting his way out. All right, match years in the making, Kamala and Kimchi. Oh.
Well, it's not Phineas Godwin. We know that.
No.
I only mentioned that because I saw him a few hours ago. So there you go.
Okay. There we go.
First time in 25 years.
Mm. Yes, we sat through a Midian versus Big Boss Man match a few weeks ago on the program.
Really? You know he's a chef now.
Midian?
Yeah.
Okay. Good for him.
And if any of you listeners out there want to help vote him in, go to favoritechef.com and vote for Dennis Knight. There's some kind of contest he's in. I don't know.
Okay. That's good. That's very nice. All right, here we go. He's going to turn him over and make the cover.
Oh, who's that gimmick right there? The girl sitting there with that all dressed up like a cop.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a cop. Oh, wow.
All right, Kamala gets the win. Somehow. Manages to pull this one out.
I don't know how to pin him. No wonder he didn't win very often.
Yeah. It's hard to believe he was in, he'd been in the business that long and didn't know how to pin someone.
Look, he's trying to pin him again. He doesn't even. Oh, unbelievable.
Oh, well.
Flick's useless. You can't even teach him the simplest things.
Yeah, work in
Flick
progress.
Flick was a babyface, too?
Yes. He was the Reverend Slick.
I definitely blocked that out.
That's okay. A lot of wrestling fans blocked out the year 1993. It's okay. Oh, there we go. Right, the pith helmet right upside the head.
Whoa, hey.
Oh.
That referee's as bad as Bill. Just let him do it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that Kyoto guy that got fired recently, I think? Mike Kyoto?
Really?
Fire him again.
Okay. Here, it's your hat. You can have the hat. No.
Well, the people seem dumbfounded.
Yes, that's a good way to describe it.
That's an emotion. That's better than nothing.
Okay. Huh?
Confusion, denial.
Okay. There we go.
They say they like the wrestling is a form of escapism. People are trying to escape.
Yeah. Well, there you go. All right. Oh, it's time for the debut of the WrestleMania music video for 1993.
Cool.
Remember WrestleMania
the album? Is that the WrestleMania Rock Rumble?
WrestleMania the album. No, not the Wrestle Rock Rumble.
WrestleMania the Rock Rumble.
Yes.
The Rock Rumble.
Yeah. WrestleMania the album.
Have you seen the new show, The Rock, Young Rock?
I've heard good things.
I watch it.
Okay.
I don't like the way they portray his father, but what are you going to do? It's not my deal.
Yeah. Again. Yeah.
Is he actually singing or like talking?
They're talking. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Oh. Yeah, I can't hear it, but
the music's under
their mouth moving.
The boss man.
Did somebody actually buy this cassette? Because it probably wasn't on CD back then.
It was on CD back then.
Oh, really?
Yes. WrestleMania.
How many of those CDs were used for coasters?
I don't know. Good question. Okay, Papa Shango.
Frisbees. You know, he hated that gimmick.
Papa Shango? Charles, yeah. Well, fortunately, they gave
he told
him another,
me years,
and another
and he another told me bucket. He hated it because he had to carry all that crap around with him.
That would do it.
I actually liked that gimmick. I thought it was cool back in the day when the lights would go out and the guy's feet would be on fire or something spooky, you know?
Yep. All right.
This is more like a memorandum. What do they call those when people are dead? The memorandum? Memorandum? Whatever they call it. There you go.
Yeah.
It's an Oscar memoriam.
Well, that explains why Undertaker is there.
Yeah. There he is, dead man. Dead. Dead. The referee's dead. Oh, they're alive. Dead? I'm sorry.
No. Okay.
Well, that guy's nuts. Damien Demento.
Well, still alive, though, last I checked.
Yeah. He used to have a YouTube channel where he'd like, spew all kinds of hate.
Oh, well, lovely.
Really bitter guy when it comes to wrestling.
Yeah. All right. Well, this is...
Scott Hall's still alive.
Yeah, he is.
That was weird.
Yep. Okay. WrestleMania!
This video right here was would almost make you want to cancel your order for WrestleMania.
Yeah. Yeah.
The video pieces would become much better over the years, as they call them.
Just,
vignettes or something?
Just a little bit, yes. All right, well.
They used to be fantastic, those stories that build up to the shows.
Yep. Well, this is not what, that was not one of them.
No.
And we're back.
All right. Vince is all right. Proud.
He's got his three-piece suit on.
But he wishes he had that physique now.
Yeah, probably. Okay. All right, so the final match of the hour, Bob, are you ready for this one?
I can hardly wait.
Yep. Okay. Yes, the WWF Tag Team Champions.
I'm ready to march out the door to WrestleMania.
All right. Oh, here's what happened on Monday Night Raw.
Oh, he's going to duck. He's going to duck. No, wait. No, he doesn't, because that's like beefcake. Dangerous thing to do back then with his face half put together.
Yeah, it was really dangerous. Do your job, referee.
That's probably one of those styrofoam cases, you know.
Oh, no.
Well, you wouldn't do that nowadays, you know. Nowadays, they edit that out. I'm surprised they didn't edit that out now because it's a chair shot to the head, sort of.
Violence, yes. As far as that sign didn't get edited out.
I got an action figure that looks just like that.
Hmm. How about that? Okay. I know, Brutus has broken his nose. Yes. A Mega Maniacs.
They were over. Were they over? I don't know. I think Hogan was.
Right.
It's nice they're all still friends.
Yes.
And alive.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It beats the alternative.
They opened a new restaurant around here.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, man.
Called Hogan's Hangout, in case anybody cares.
Okay.
You know who was hanging out there during the Royal Rumble? Hulk Hogan and Ric Flair.
Well, there you go. All right, so here we go. Time to see the Tag Team Champions in action. Getting ready to be in the semi-main event of WrestleMania 9. Ted DiBiase, Mike Rotunda.
Who are they wrestling here?
Well, one of the... one of the fine teams in the World Wrestling Federation. Two gentlemen I believe you know, actually.
Oh, yeah? What? Italian Stallion?
And Reno Riggins.
Yeah. That's, well, this isn't the main event of this show, though, right? This is just
well, this is the last lot. Match. This is the last match of the hour now. Yep. Next, yeah, the last match of the 2 hour special will be Undertaker and Bam Bam.
That's got to be a little better than this.
I don't know. We'll find out. All right, here we go. The Italian Stallion, the World Spaghetti Eating Champion, stepping in against IRS. I am contractually obligated to point out that Mike Rotunda is indeed the father of Bray Wyatt and Bo Dallas.
Both not being utilized at the moment.
One in particular. One in particular made the Observer. Bo Dallas, it was pointed out, is living on a farm with his girlfriend Liv Morgan, which...
That's not funny.
And is apparently riding out the rest of his contract and getting out of the business.
Or at least that's what
he told them. kind of like John Moxley. Oh no, I'm not going to wrestle after I leave the WWE.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he'll be right there at the AEW.
If he wants to be, probably, yeah.
Yeah, just imagine he could go from WWE to AEW dark. How exciting. Yeah.
Well, that would be something. We'll see.
Something I won't watch. What do you think of that?
Well, the AEW show on YouTube? Okay. Well, that's okay because they're going to have a second AEW show on YouTube.
Ooh, yeah. I fast forward through the show just to see if Penelope Ford or Thunder Rosa is on the show. If they are, I'll stop. Other than that, right through
it. Okay. Well, there you go.
Like X-Lax through a widow woman, as Jerry Lawler would say.
Yes. All right, so Reno Riggins taking a pounding here. Crisp tag team action from the champs.
I resemble that remark.
Yes. Looks like a young Tam Hanks officiating there.
He wasn't a very good driver, whoever that guy was. That's not funny, but it's true.
It's not. It really isn't. Okay.
Well, you know, it's 30 years. There's a little bit of humor involved.
Well,
not at the moment of impact, but, you know, years later. Come on. Laugh it up.
Because everybody who would be offended is dead?
Pretty much. Or the ones that would matter is dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Most people would watch this now and go, I never heard of Joey Morella. Well, you're not a wrestling fan. You know why? Because wrestling fans know their history. And if you don't know your history, you're not a real wrestling fan.
Mm. All right. And back into DiBiase. And yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Time for the million dollar dream.
Tax season.
Million dollar dream. Here we go. That ought to do it. All right, Reno.
Sergeant Slaughter. Stole it from Sergeant Slaughter. There's nothing new there.
Nope. Not a lot of new stuff out there.
Looked like a cobra clutch to me.
Well, champs are here, folks. Okay. All right. Oh, scheduled up next, Bob, the Mega Maniacs. But I think that's a excellent cliffhanger to leave this on for next week's show. I don't know what your opinion is. Yep.
I'm a big Hulk Hogan fan. I don't have nothing bad to say.
We'll pause it right here at 42 minutes on the dot.
Do you want to go behind the scenes at World Championship Wrestling and find out what really happened from one of the greatest minds in the history of the business, the infamous booker behind WCW's success with the New World Order? Other podcasts weren't there. Let's clean up the fantasy bullshit, give you real facts and real stories with the Taskmaster himself. Yes, this is Taskmaster Talks with Kevin Sullivan, available on the Creative Control Network.
We would like to thank Gregoire Lourmet for the use of his track Run Faster, Jump Higher. You can hear all of his work at Jamendo.com or on his website, music, epique.com, M-U-S-I-Q-U-E, dash E-P-I-Q-U-E.com.
So next week,
wow,
we'll pick it up and get to see Undertaker and Bam Bam Bigelow, plus two other exciting matches, plus a interview with Hulk Hogan and Brutus Beefcake and Jimmy Hart. Are you up for a bonus match?
Sure, and it's 42 minutes on the dot, and means he's just getting ready to sing Tutti Frutti, and we're going to miss it. Unbelievable.
Okay. All right, for the bonus match, we will...
Mark Tutti Frutti.
Okay, Tutti Frutti is marked. We'll get out of this. We'll go into back into the in-ring section and find WCW Saturday Night.
All right.
And then there's 1993, and we're going to hit March 27, 1993, same weekend as this, as the show we were just watching.
March 27.
And we're going to jump down to the near the end. No, past that, actually. Jump down to the end of the towards the go down and go to Tony Schiavone interviews Dustin Rhodes, and we can start there. If you like, let's see, which I think
like
I would.
Tony Schiavone, but I'll start there.
Okay, well, we're going somewhere with this. We're going somewhere with this after I sit through whichever WWE Network commercial they're making me sit through. Which
they're
is an
advertising Steve Austin stuff.
Well, this is an advertising the Yokozuna Icons deal.
Really? I'm getting Steve Austin Broken Skull Sessions.
Okay, so... Okay, 49 minutes and 3 seconds is the little pause, is the pause between segments. 49.3.
I got mine at 49.07.
Okay, well, get it to 49.03, which is the black screen, if you can. And once we're there, let me know.
49.03.
All right, Macon, Georgia, the March the 2nd. I think this is Macon.
49.04, but...
Close enough. That's fine. Let's all hit play together in 3, 2, 1. Actually, it's not more. I don't think it's Macon, Georgia. Okay. WCW Saturday Night. Dustin Rhodes, the U.S. champion, is in the house with that shirt. I need one of those.
Is that like an Aztec Warrior shirt?
I don't know. You haven't seen it. I mean, I'm guessing there might be a few shirts like that in Florida.
I don't know.
All right. Anyway, Dustin says he'll defend the title against Rick Rude or Paul Orndorff or whomever. Yes.
Oh, my stupid network screwed up again.
All right. And Dustin will sit in on commentary for the main event of WCW Saturday Night. And here we go. Currently in the ring, Robbie V. Nice young kid. And his opponent, Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff. That's right, folks. It's Paul Orndorff versus Rob Van Dam in 1993.
My stupid. Okay, now it's there.
They're chanting.
Let's see, what is it? 1993.
Robbie V is ready.
There. Pretty sure I was there.
Yeah. All right, they're at center stage? Yeah, they're at center stage. Yeah. There's only one center stage.
Yeah, the worst part about center stage was the catering and everything else.
Okay. Really, because Jim Ross used to talk about how they had free blimpy subs there for the fans every so often.
I don't remember that, but I mean, they fed the boys crap.
Mm. All right, referee Mike Adkins is there.
Wonder whatever happened to him.
I don't know. I think he did well as the villain in those Harry Potter movies, though.
He hanging out with his dad, Jack Atkins. Oh!
Oh!
I think of Rob Van Dam not wearing any shoes. Kind of like another Atkins.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Well, Rob Van Dam using the, yep. Getting ready
nice
to...
Rosy cheeks. I recognize some of those girls. How scary is that? Can you say Ramada Inn Hotel Bar called the Dungeon? Yes, you can.
Okay. There we go. All right, they've got all these people chanting Paula for Paul Orndorff. He's a little upset.
Original.
Yes. That was never done before.
Paul Wunder looks just like that today, too. Amazing.
What about the mustache?
Yep. Uh-huh. Mustache. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I remember the Yosemite Sam mustache he was sporting for a while.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice guy, though. Been through hell.
Yeah. Well, yeah. All right, Rob.
But you know what they say. You got to go through hell to get to heaven. I heard that somewhere. Where was that? I don't know.
I don't know where you heard that. But yeah, Rob Van Dam, doesn't quite have the muscular definition he does today.
Does he have, like, makeup on or just natural rosy cheeks? Or did he
sure.
get some poison ivy before he got to the show?
I'm not sure. Bad lighting. Could be.
Tanning bed where only the face bulbs worked that day?
Maybe. All right, here we go. Paul Orndorff calling for a timeout.
Orndorff found the right tanning bed. Take
yes,
note,
he did.
Rob. Was this the night that Paul wiped the floor with Van Vader in his flip-flops? I'd like to see that.
No, that's 2 years later.
Oh, darn.
And they don't show it because it happened like before the show.
I know. I regret not seeing that.
I'm sorry. That was the Mall of America. Was that it, or was that somewhere?
Yeah, I don't know.
No, it was a taping of some sort, I think. Anyway. Yeah.
No. What is this, 1992? Okay. So how long after this did Rob Van Dam go to ECW? A year, if that?
3 years.
Oh, wow. That long? No.
Yep, that long. Because he was brought in to feud with Sabu.
What? Who are these people?
I don't know.
I used to have that shirt Jesse's wearing. I don't know what happened to him. I think my wife threw it away. No wonder she's my ex-wife.
Well, that'll do
cool
it.
Shirt.
Oh, goodness. Here we go. Wow. Only two.
He took a bump like a sheik would have.
Mm-hmm.
Not taking a bump.
Ooh. All right. Rob working the arm.
Whoa. Hey. Talk about flippity floppity.
Mm-hmm. Nope. Good solid working the arm here. Yeah. Oh, no. Oops.
Referee asking Paul what he had for breakfast.
All right. Hammerlock.
Okay. You don't see that too often.
Yeah, the announcers are pretty much talking all about Orndorff and Robbie, and it's like Robbie V isn't there, so.
Well, of course.
Oh, duck under. There we go.
Especially if it's Giovanni. Oh, my God, it's Paul Orndorff.
All right.
The internet's losing up again.
You
is this
talk
an early version of Peacock? I hope not.
No, I hope not. Nope. Peacock's a whole different channel. Whole different bird.
You can watch Young Rock on Peacock, just in case.
That's true. Yeah. That costs the same. Peacock will...
Well, I watched it.
The full version of Peacock will cost the same as the WWE Network.
Yep. They got a lot of great shows on there.
That's true.
I've been watching the show Heroes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was good for, first couple seasons?
Yeah, I'm on season 2 right now.
Okay, well, there you go. Okay.
Rob Van Dam, I don't know, I mean, he should really call an airbrush guy. Really.
I think he did. I think he did.
He's a listener. He's a learner.
Yep.
He's a comer, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who they are, but they tend to know a lot about things.
Right. Oh, there we go. Floats over for it. Okay, so Tony Schiavone is talking about the many cities that are bidding to host Slamboree 93. And there would be an announcement about which city won the bidding to host it. Spoiler, it ends up being at Atlanta at the Omni.
I was at that show. It was awesome.
Slamboree, yeah. First one, yeah.
Hanging out with all the legends, especially after the show at the big dinner party. That was awesome, awesome, awesome. I sat with Dick Murdoch. What do you think of that? That's right. I'm a name dropper. Dick Murdoch. He was fun.
Yep. Matter of fact, when Jim and I were looking earlier, there's a Dick Murdoch versus Bob Cook match on the network.
Oh, we don't want to see that. But there's a few matches on the network with Dick Murdoch.
Yep, there are just not as many as there should be, but. All right, there he is. Paul Orndorff, your winner, folks.
Shocking.
All right, so, Bob, you get to memorize this line that since Jim's not here, you get to do at the end of the show. Back next week, same way back time, same playback channel. Sorry.
Ooh, same way back time, same playback channel.
Okay. So, don't worry, we'll get there. All right, so there we go.
That was a good pod driver for the first time you ever did it.
Yeah, never done one before. Oh.
Amazing.
They're still on order.
Who had the best driver in history? I'll give you two guesses.
Not Paul Orndorff?
No.
Yeah. Let's see. Well, Lawler, because he's usually a guess.
Bingo.
Okay. All right, there we go. All right, okay, so that's the bonus match. All right, so. Okay, so that's it. We've got something exciting to finish us off, and we'll be back next week here. So visit us on Twitter. I am at RealPatMcNeil. He is at Bob is at EvilEye1, and Jim Valley is at Jim Valley. And feel free to leave a 5, 6, or 7-star review for Wayback Playback on iTunes, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever your favorite pods are cast. Our Facebook group is at facebook.com/WaybackPlaybackPodcast. Patreon at patreon.com/WaybackPlayback. One of those charges money. That would be the patron. And, of course, if you'd like to know more about Randy Macho Man Savage, Yokozuna, Kurt Hennig, Steve Kern, or referee Bill Alfonso, feel free to visit pwtorch.com, f4wonline.com, The Wrestling Observer, or check out your local library app because they're all in books. Bob, your line.
I already forgot. I'm sorry.
Okay. Bob would like to say that you should join us on the show next week. Same way back time, same playback channel. And this is where I remind you that until then, yesterday is history, tomorrow's a mystery, and next week is another episode. Good night, everybody.